As you know, we are moving the radio station. We are leaving. These are our final days here at the tower, and we're moving across the river to 303 East Wacker to brand new facilities that are still being worked on and as we speak. And it's going to be really amazing. I've been over there a couple of times, and I was just there earlier this morning unloading a couple of boxes for in the offices there. And looking at all the really cool stuff that's happening over there, and studios that are being built, and all kinds of cool stuff. But there's one of the features. There are a lot of crazy features that are available, and one of them is we now have a relaxation room.
Yes,
which has like a massage chair in it, and you can adjust the mood lighting, and if you need to just go in and relax, they have one of those. And apparently in the building too. There's one of the floors. Vic, you were telling me this earlier.
Now, there's some controversy over this brewing, Nick.
What's going on?
Well, our engineer, Adam, I think it was the news anchor, Pamela Jones, went. In fact, she's sleeping somewhere in this building right now.
But yeah.
She spoke with security, and they told her that the floor that you're speaking of belongs to another company, which is in direct contradiction. It contradicts what we were told when we were given the tour of this building, which was that floor is available to us. So we'll have to get to the bottom of this.
And the floor has, the what morning. Does it have? It has like...
It's great. It's got, yeah, I mean, it's got, I think, 3 nap pods built into the walls, mm-hmm. where you can go and take a nap on your lunch break.
Or yeah.
Take 5, get a few winks. It's got 2 massage chairs that are really, they look state of the art.
Mm-hmm.
It's got several tables for meetings. The tables are interesting. They light up. They're like mood tables. The whole area is just, yeah, it's just designed to help you relax while you're at work.
Wow. Well, mm-hmm. that's pretty cool. Well,
and it's off limits.
is it just off limits at this time and during these hours?
Well, that's what we have to get to the bottom of, because the security is telling us that it's not for us.
Ah, okay.
I think that may be wrong.
All right. Well, we'll have to find out.
Yeah, we will.
This is a priority here.
I'm on it. I have to wait until the right people come in the morning, but you can bet I'll be investigating that.
Okay, there you go. Vic is on it, man. Vic is always on it. That's the top news story right there.
That's right.
All right. Well, speaking of,
I'm sorry, Vic. We're gonna have to cancel your trip to Texas.
yeah, you're gonna have to. You're gonna have to fix this.
They're pulling me off of Texas and reassigning me to the massage chair investigation.
Exactly right.
Which is totally
the massage chair investigation. I think that was an Agatha Christie book, wasn't it?
I was gonna say it was one of those films shown at the drive-in. I think.
Yeah. Exactly. Right after, what was it? Wives remembered. Wives Forgotten?
Oh, yeah. What was it?
The name of the movie, the first movie that was shown at an airport. I was going to say at an airport, Dan. First movie that was shown at an airport.
Hey, there too, I'm sure.
Yeah. But speaking of nap pods, which we don't have access to at 303, or we'll find out. Vic is going to find out, because he's a journalist, and that's what he does. They're going to have nap pods complete with alarm clocks and Netflix set for a trial run at airports this summer. If you travel a lot, you know, it's very tiring, you know, traveling all over the place. It takes a lot out of you. So here's the latest story here is sleepy travelers in Europe can soon be on the lookout for AirPods, self-contained capsules designed to help passengers relax in privacy. For 15 euros an hour, roughly $18 an hour. Wow. Does that seem expensive, or am I nuts, Dan?
I think it'll depend on what your amenities are, because I think if it's just a uncomfortable pod, yes. But like, if you're exhausted, and you get an hour worth of good sleep, I'd pay $20 for it for sure.
Okay, so for 15 euros per hour, which is roughly $18, travelers can charge their phones, store their luggage, and yes, nap on a chair that reclines into a bed. The AirPods are also equipped with television screens and free streaming on Netflix, Travel and Leisure reports. To keep things clean between uses, each AirPod uses LED lights to disinfect the space and a scent machine to manage any unfortunate odors. Oh, God. So if you go into the pod and fart it up, you know, stink it up with your farts and BO, they can still clean it. The company's two Slovenian founders, Mihal Miolik and Grega Mergel, expect to conduct a trial run of the service by placing 10 pods in EU airports late this summer. By early 2019, they expect to have 100 AirPods installed in airports around the world. Though the company hasn't yet announced which EU airports will receive the first AirPods, the company eventually plans to introduce an element of cryptocurrency to its service. Once 1,000 AirPods are installed, which the company expects to happen by late 2019, customers can opt to a partnership program, quote-unquote. With this program, participants can become sponsors of one specific AirPod unit and earn up to 80% of the profits it generates each month. The company's cryptocurrency, called an APod token, is already on sale through the AirPod website. Now, I'm wondering what the size of these things are. Would they, because I'm claustrophobic, I wouldn't want to be like in a coffin. I mean, well, if it's a chair that reclines, then it's got to be a pretty decent sized like room, right? If it's got a screen and you can watch Netflix,
yeah, you would imagine.
For $18 an hour, it better be a nice size. You're going to cram me into a drawer. You know they have those in Japan, Dan.
I have seen that. Yeah,
those drawers. The guys actually sleep in people. Businessmen actually sleep in drawers. I couldn't do that. No way. So, well, this sounds interesting, but it's only going to be in Europe.
I'm looking at it now. It looks like it would be a little bit bigger than like a first class seat on an airplane.
Okay.
So kind of, you know, if you imagine what a first class seat looks like, you know, with like Inception, like, you know,
yeah,
like that kind of setup.
Yeah.
And then basically, and then you just got a pod around you.
So, okay. So, all right. So you're in a little hut.
Yeah.
You're in a hut with like a larger than a first class seat. Okay. $18 an hour, 15 euros otherwise, and you can watch Netflix and travel and leisure reports, charge your phone, and nap. Okay. I mean, I bet a lot of people take advantage of this.
I would imagine,
especially people like, you know, we talked to our good friend Richard Larmer. That guy travels, you know, half the month he's in the air.
Right.
And so, you know, going to all these crazy places, it takes a lot out of you. There's jet lag and there's, you know, just the stress of traveling and flying alone, dealing with, you know, security and airports and flights and delays and just flying in general.
Yeah.
I would imagine this is going to be good. I think the whole cryptocurrency thing, it was, you know, I watched John Oliver, you know, last week, tonight, regularly, because it's brilliant and he's awesome and funny. And he did a whole show, like the big 20-minute segment on the show was about cryptocurrency. And he's like, I'm going to try and explain it to you. And by the end of it, I was like, okay, I kind of have an idea, but it seems like a total scam to me. But you could take 80% of the profits from this. But it's not like real money. It's like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Did he tell the 50 Cent story?
No.
So 50 Cent. So when he was on kind of the downslide of his career before the vitamin water money kicked in,
yeah,
apparently did a show for Bitcoins, and okay, he completely forgot about it, and they're now worth like $50 million.
Wow!
Like it was just like one of those things where like somebody, like apparently one of his financial guys said to him, like, "Hey, by the way,
yeah,
you've got."
Yeah,
well,
he did talk about people who have made a lot of money on it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I don't know.
The Winklevoss twins.
But now they're also, there are so many of them now. Like, people are just creating their own
right
Bitcoins. and getting in on it. So of course, anytime that happens, the stock's going to go down, or whatever your possibility of making a lot of money when it's a crowded world.
Right.
So well, anyway, there you go. New nap pods. If you travel around, they're going to be in Europe. It's €15 per hour. Charge your phone, take a nap, store your luggage, and watch Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. That's there you go.